This goes to Brianna, B-R-I-A-N-N-A, Draper, D-R-A-P-E-R, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2249 regarding Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R. Date of birth is January 24th of 1940. Dear Brianna, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Wheeler with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. Her last visit was November 11th, 2025. She has lost 5 pounds over the last 6 months. She does complain of generalized joint pain. And she has had very poorly controlled diabetes, so she is seeing the local endocrinologist for diabetes control and management. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She has minimal dyspnea on exertion that is stable, no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily. Sodium bicarbonate is 650 milligram 3 times a day. She's on long-acting basaglar insulin. It's 100 units daily. Humalog insulin to sliding scale. Hydroxyzine is 25 milligram daily. Metoprolol, 100 milligram twice a day. She takes gabapentin, 100 milligram in the morning and 300 at bedtime. Glipizide is 5 milligram daily. Also tramadol and trazodone, 50 milligram at bedtime. Other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 191 pounds. That's about a 5 pound decrease over 6 months. Pulse is 62 and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 70. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, no murmur or rub. Abdomen without ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 22nd, 2026. Creatinine is 1.31, estimated GFR is 40. Calcium 10, albumin 4.1, phosphorus 4.8. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 11.1, hematocrit 34.9, normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to get chemistries and CBCs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, well controlled. And 3, diabetic nephropathy, working with Dr. Usula, it's U-S-U-L-A, who is an endocrinologist for improved diabetic control. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.